This is Matt Garrison. The title of my testimony is called Hostage Situation. I've been told to keep it to 2 minutes, so I wrote things down and will read them to you now. Otherwise, as some of you may know, I can talk a lot. My name is Matt, and I'm married to my wife, Patty, and we have 3 amazing children. I've been the cleansing stream twice. Both times, I needed it. The first time, there was a lot of issues, and I held back a little because I wasn't really sure what I was willing to give up at the time. The second time, I didn't want to go, but I went. The second time was pretty much a hostage situation. I was stuck in classes and eventually the cleansing stream retreat over the weekend. During the weekend retreat, as each section was covered, I thought to myself, they'll eventually run out of subjects and I'll be out of here. I did earnestly square up with God on each area of my life and really felt the power of God when I did, but I was still in silent protest. Then the final subject was death ties. I wasn't expecting this because I didn't remember that from last year. So Pastor Cruzy shared his testimony about the thoughts he had about killing himself and bore his wounded spirit. I too was in the middle of a courtship with death. Then, like any other subject, we all go up and we all get prayed for. I prayed with his wife Meredith, and she asked me to share with him the power of his testimony and how it broke through my protests. In the end, I resisted the power of God through pretty much the entire process and wasn't much of a willing partner in what he was trying to do. But God found me and fixed me a very dark and private area of my life and removed those soul ties. Thanks to God, not only are they and many other issues gone, but I now feel that I have a hope and a future.
Isn't that an amazing story of God just loving on us, never giving up on us, never gives up on us? This little lady here is Amy Rico. She just started coming and blessing us with her smile lately. Amy, have at it.
I have been through a couple different cleansings and healings and different things like that through different ministries. So when I kind of came into this one, I thought, just another way to connect with the church and see what God wants to do. So I kind of came in just going, okay, God, I want all of you. And needless to say, he really, as I unveiled myself, it's like he started showing me things. And they were little, and as we worked through the book and things like that. But when it came down to the actual cleansing stream, it was very, very revealing. I have never dealt with my shame. I have always, I guess, lived with a shame that I didn't even realize when it came to people pleasing, when it came to maybe saying things that I didn't think I should have said, but God wanted me to say. Like, there was always a shame piece. So when we started dealing with shame, the tears just flowed. And from my childhood, I was told I shouldn't cry. And needless to say, I know that day it was broken. I know that I will cry tears for Lord. I will cry tears to receive the healing that I need in my soul. And also, another thing that was broken, obviously, was the fear. I had a lot of fear of man. I had a fear of my future. I had a fear of my daughter's future. We all go through different seasons, and through those seasons, God brings up different things that he wants you to deal with. And my fear of man is no longer there. I think when shame was broken off, the fear of man also was broken off. My future, laying it all in the Lord's hand, my daughter, my husband, just our future, everything was laid in his hands. And I have no fear because now there's that perfect love that God has given me. And I will do my best to keep it all the way and continue to give it to him. Another thing that I felt like I really realized was, yes, we sin, and we know when we're sinning, but sometimes we don't realize when other people have sinned against us and how much that really hurts and how much we carry that around. And when that door has been open, it needs to be shut. And for me, that was another big thing. I felt like I dealt with all my sin, per se, but the realization that when other people sin against us, how much that sin can be carried around on us. And I felt like that was really broken. So. And I just want to say, anybody who is thinking about going to this, whether it's your first time or you've done it many times, God always has something for you. And I really believe that through this class, you will gain the intimacy that you want with God. And when it breaks down, intimacy is in to me, see. And that's the perfect place that God wants to be. He wants to be able to see all of you. So this class has healed my heart, healed my life. And I know it can touch many. And I know that many testimonies I've heard through the class, they should be up here too. So God does mighty works. So thank you.